All right, Thursday injury report. Jay Cutler, shoulder, did not participate. Eddie Royal, toe, did not participate. Josh Sitton, ankle, was limited. Leonard Floyd, concussion protocol, limited. Adrian Amos, foot, limited. DeAndre Hall, ankle, limited. Mitch Unrein, back, full participant. Tracy Porter, knee, full participant. On the Jay Cutler note, we did try to exhaust all the non-surgical remedies. Jay's a tough guy. He's proven that be in the past. They did multiple different types of rehab. It's been a couple weeks now. Now the next alternative is to have surgery. He'll have surgery on Saturday. He'll be placed on IR here shortly, and we'll keep you updated as far as roster replacements. Any questions?
What's the nature of the surgery?
It'll be a labrum surgery. Yeah.
You said you tried to exhaust the other options. Was Jay lobbying to try to?
Yeah, I mean, he's tough. He, like I said, he waited the 2 weeks, a lot of rehab. You know, they're in there all hours of the morning and afternoon and evening. There were some different treatments. I'm not going to get into all the exacts, but things typically you try to do to avoid surgery, and they didn't take form like they were expecting, and we're at the surgical mode at this point.
You had interaction with him since you learned that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's been all meetings. You know, he's been, even before with his thumb. You know, I mean, he was in meetings. You know, he was at the game Sunday. You know, he's been a big help for whatever quarterback has been in. He's been tremendous. Just unfortunately, he's been hurt.
What's been his demeanor knowing now that this one is the final season after?
Really not changed. You know, talked to him earlier today. He's in good spirits. It wasn't like it was never going to be an option. You try to avoid it, especially for a quarterback on your throwing shoulder. But, he's talked to many capable doctors like he should. That's been the determination at this point.
His future with the club will be a big topic of conversation among media. How will you guys go about addressing that? And, assuming that you do so at the end of the season, is that fair to say?
Like everything else we do, basically we won't until that time. I think right now we have, 5 games left, and all our focus for, I know myself, the coaching staff, and the players is on San Fran. Off-season's off-season. We're not there yet.
Regarding Barkley, is there any specific area of his game that you're really eager to key in on as he goes from start one to start two?
I think just, being comfortable. I think, our opponent, Colin Kaepernick's been in for X amount of time. And, like anything, the more you do it, the better you get, hopefully. And, just getting him more reps with the ones. I think there was a drastic difference between him coming in as the backup, in Green Bay versus him being the starter, last week against Tennessee. So hopefully, he improves from his first start to his second start, and that's the plan, and that's what we're working on.
Obviously not the end all, but what's the value of his self-belief and self-confidence?
Well, I think, you got to be a legend in your own mind to play this game, so you have to have a lot of confidence regardless of what position you play. I think, it's viewed by millions of people, and to deal with that and that pressure, I think takes special people. And he has a high belief in himself, which is very important.
For Jay to go from the thumb injury and the reality of the struggles on the field, and now another injury, have you noticed any changes in his attitude and his demeanor in any way that he's carried himself around here?
Not at all. I think as I mentioned before, even through the thumb, when Brian Hoyer was in there, he's. When these guys get hurt, they're still, part of the football team. They're here every day. They're in meetings every day. They're interacting with their teammates. They're in the locker room every day. Once you go to IR and there's a surgery involved, obviously you're not around quite as much because, like Danny Trefathan and I just, FaceTimed, from his surgery. So, they have to get fixed. So that part will change it a little bit. But he's been great. He's been great since we've been here.
You mentioned Jay on the sideline, and obviously we've seen him a couple times. Mm-hmm. Assuming he won't be on the sideline this weekend, and do you have any idea what he'll do
You know, I can't predict that. I'm going to venture to say if he gets surgery on Saturday, I don't know how good you're going to feel to be on a sideline on Sunday, especially if the weather is going to be like it's supposed to be like. So, but he might be. I don't know. Knowing him, he could be.
There's a chance he would be on the sideline on the headset again.
Yeah, I mean, I can't predict all that. I think at the end of the day, he'll do what he deems best, and we'll do what we deem best, and it'll work out good for everybody.
John, you mentioned yesterday with Kyle Fuller, you'd see how he was today after the first day of practice. What was today like for him? Soreness, or how was he today?
Well, as soon as I get done with you guys, I'll get to go watch that. But watching it, live, practice today, he looked good. So he's had two back-to-back good days, and, we'll continue to evaluate that the rest of the week.
DeAndre Hall closer to returning as well?
Yes. Much like Kyle, different scenario, but, he's moved around well, and, we'll have some decisions to make on who will be active for the game. In Kyle's case, it's a little bit different because we have to make a decision on the roster first, but both guys are being evaluated, and we'll keep everybody posted.
With Leonard, as he proceeds through the protocol, is it still going forward smoothly?
Yeah, they've asked us not to comment on that. I'm not really exactly sure what that means, but other than I really can't say too much about it.
Going back to Barkley, can you just comment on the chemistry he has with the rest of the offense, how important that is?
I think it's huge, and I think, the guys, felt good about him, obviously. They performed hard for him. He communicated well, with all the position groups on the sideline. I think like everything, anytime you inject a new starter, everybody's kind of, how they're going to be. And I think they were impressed on, how he handled it and how he performed.
You mentioned before how great Jay has been here since he got here. There's always an outside perception of who he is and what he is. But can you just elaborate more on what you've got to know about him, I guess, in your time here at Memorial?
Well, I know he's extremely competitive. I think he's been very tough-minded. He's had to deal with things even in our tenure here. Different surgeries on the hamstring, the thumb, and now the shoulder. So, I think he's handled that as well as most guys I've ever been associated with.
Thank you.